Okay, today's daf is Yevamis, daf Samach Aleph, and we are continuing in Habal Yevimto. Again, we thank the Kubiewski family for sponsoring this month's dafim in honor of Jonah Kubiewski in commemoration of his attainment Shnas HaGvura. I've gotten three emails. What is Shnas HaGvura? Yemei Shon Oseinu Shivim Shana V'Migvuros Shmonim Shana Ad Mea V'Eshrim Shana. Okay, here we go. Daf Samach Amid Beis. We are in the sugya of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. A lot of Rishon Bayachai sugyas, but we're in the one in Habal Yevimto, where he is a shita that allows a kohen to marry a gioris who converted before she was 3 years old. So we discussed what is the source for this, psukim from the story of Midian, a similar story, how they checked, besides using the magical tzitz, but also they might have used a barrel, and we discussed at the end of this year yesterday, if there was a natural way to go about it, so why would one need to do it in a supernatural way? Either way, the Gemara now says on the sixth wide line or so, Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kar Shem Bayachai. The Halacha is like a Shem Bayachai. Kohen can marry a girl less than 3 years old. Amr Le, who converted less than 3 years old. Amr Le Rabbi Zeira, Lu Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Beferi Sham Yelacha, O Mechala Sham Yelacha. Did you hear this explicitly from him? Did he give a shir and say this? Because then that would be nothing to talk about. He gave a shir, he said it, that's it. Or, Michlala, did you imply it? Did Yeshua ben Levi just imply that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with maybe a behavior that he did, and maybe you misinterpreted that behavior, but he didn't specifically give a shir on it. So, my klala, what would have been the implied story, or the story that implies that he holds like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? What's the story? What happened? Tamar Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi, as we know, is one of the all the Tanam and Amram were amazing, but we know the story in Ksubis about Yeshua ben Levi, that he takes the Malach HaMavis, his knife, and he jumps into Gan Eden. We'll get to that in a couple of months, actually. Irach HaSaisa Be'eretz Yisrael, Shekara Allah HaIrir. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael that there were certain rumors about, that there were certain psulim in the yichus of the city. Vishaga Rabbi et Rabbi Rumnis, and Rabbi sent a shliach to see, to go check out and search the lineage of these families. Ubatka umatzaba baski yores p'chus v'vashal ha'shon av yamechad. And they checked, and they found that one of the earlier families had this in their lineage. Kohen marrying a gioris less than through who had converted less than 3 years old, and the shir Rebbe Lekahuna, and Rebbe was machshir her, and this was the report. So you see, Rebbe was machshir. It must be that we possibly give Shimon Levi like Rav Shimon Yochai, and that is why he was machshir. So Amar Lei, so he answers, that's the story. No. Beferi Shamuli, I heard him say it explicitly. That was halachas like Rav Shimon Levi. And the Gemara says, if it would just be implied, what's the problem that implying it with this story? Is there a different reason why this story wouldn't be able to be a proof to the halachas like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? The answer is, yeah. Dilma shiny hasam. Hol v'intziv intziv. There might be different, because there's b'diavad. It's a couple generations later. They've already been married. But for sure, it still could be that we don't paskin him like Archila. After all, the harav Rabbi Yochanan Damri Travayu, Bogaretz and Mukates lo Yisa, as we discussed yesterday. A Bogaretz and a Mukates, look Archila, a Kohen Gadol should not marry, Vim Nasa Nasui. But if he does, he does. And the marriage is, and we allow them to stay married. Right? Another, as we discussed yesterday, it could be an Isser D'Oraisa L'Chadchila. But we allow them to stay married because of the Svara, Sof Leos Be'ula Tachtav, Sof Leos Mukatetz Tachtav. So to here. Maybe it's only B'diavet. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tachi Ashta. You can't really compare those cases. Bishlama Hasam, Sof Leos Bogeres Tachtav, Sof Leos Be'ula Tachtav, by Mukatetz, by Bogeres. There we would allow a Kohen Gadol to stay married because it's going to happen anyway. It's a natural phenomenon that if, as a Kohen Gadol lived with his wife, right, he's going to change the status quo. And as we formulated, the Isser might not even exist anymore. The Isser is for him to marry a Pesula and not to be married to a Pesula. He's allowed to be married to a Be'ula. That's how it goes. And therefore, that's what it means, Sofolios. There's no Isser of being married to a Besula. Hacha. Sofolio zona tachtav. But over here, is it, do we say, oh, Bidyevit happened what was going to happen anyway? maybe not, and therefore you can't compare the cases. One more line, Rav Safra, Masi lo mechlala, v'kashile u'mishani lehachi. Rav Safra learned it, that he didn't say it explicitly, but Rav Shimon Levi just implied it from the story, and therefore he had this problem, which he then distinguished between the two other cases and this case of the story. There is a machlokas rishonim, we'll get back to Rebbe Hashem on today's daf as well, and that is, what is the root problem of a giyores, of a koi marrying a giyores? Right, under 3 years old, there's a day that says, okay, but above that, for sure, it's a problem. What's the isser of a koi marrying a giyores? Is it purely achshash nivala? Because we assume umos ha'olam aren't as tsanua in those areas, so there's always a chashash bia niveles, or, and that's what Rashi seems to say, or is it, no, it's a status. It's a status. If somebody is not born Jewish, they have a certain status, and a Kohen who has a higher standard than the average Jew is not allowed to marry a woman who has the status of Zona. As we've said, there are certain women who have the status of Zona separate from the issue of Nivelas, like the Gemara says here. Sofali o Zona tachtav. Right, we're talking about a Gioris. So is that Zona a status, or is that purely based on Nivelas? If you want to just peek on the next daf, in Divrei Maschil Ein Zona, Tosa says, Afilu niskaira p'chusa migimel shanim, asura mitam zona. Right, the issue isn't just one of Bias. We'll see that Tosa again, Rav Hashem, but that is an important machlokas rishonim in this regard. Okay, we continue. Says the Rashban, the Ritva, say maybe it's a separate issur based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, but it's a din d'oraisa, not based on zona, not based on chashash nivala, but maybe it's a status of the, again, agreeing with Tosis that it's a status, but not agreeing that it is based on the pasuk of zona. It says there, I'll just read you the lashon of the Ritva, lav mishum chashash be'ula pasal ahachi, ela begzeres akasuf pligi. Yecheskel came along and he based it on a pasuk. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu Koana, 4 lines from the bottom. Ho Koana de Insiv Giores, Pusa Mibas, Shaloshan of Yomechad. A Kohen married a Giores in this regard, right? The Kohen married the Giores who converted at less than 3 years old. Omer Leib of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my high. What is this? The Amar Lei, the Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Id, the Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Alacha Kershim Bayachai. What do you mean, Alacha Kershim Bayachai? So, that's what's going on here. What's the problem? Amar Lei, so he answers him, Zil, leave, Afik, go out and force them to be Motzi Balkarcha. The Elo, Mafikna Lacha, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Id, and if not, I will remove Rabbi Yaakov Bar Id, literally, from your ears. Meaning Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who made the statement that we pass like Shubay Achai, that is not true. We don't paskin like him. So therefore, you cannot have allowed it, and if you allowed it, you have to tell them they're married by Avera, and therefore they must get divorced. Right? And that's not what we paskin. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in this regard. Tanya. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, V'chein hayer Rav Shimon Bar Yochai omer, kivrei ovdei kochavim, einan metamin ba'ohel. So, what's wrong on the topic of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai having to do with non-Jews? So, that's the pashtus of the connection. So, we talk about a very well-known, important halacha, we'll make it well-known right now, before we get back to Yevamos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, non-Jewish corpses are not metame ba'ohel. They're not metame ba'ohel. Shenemar, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, v'atein sonit son mar isi, Adamatem, right? I will place you. This is in the context, as we'll see soon, Hashem, of a peronis for the Am Yisrael, but this is the lashon that Hashem says. I will make you my sheep. Son Marisi, the sheep of my pasture. Adam Atem. You are Adam. What does that mean? Atem kruyim Adam, ve'eno ovdei kochavim kruyim Adam. You are called Adam and not ovdei kochavim. Again, not chas v'shalom, that they're not called Adam, as we'll see soon, but just a certain definition, a certain hagdara of Adam, and that's the word used in Parshas Chukas. Adam ki yamas ba'ohel. So only someone who's called Adam is mitame ba'ohel. We know tumas ohel comes in three flavors, right? It's the mace on top of you, you on top of the mace, or you're both under a roof, the same roof. Those are the three ways that somebody can become metame ba'ohel. So Shem Yechai has the chiddush that only a Jewish corpse creates tumas ohel, but a non-Jewish corpse does not create tumas ohel. A lot to talk about, but let's first read the sugya. Meisvei, is this really true? V'nefesh adam by Midyan. It mentions Adam. How much Adam they captured? Shisha Asar Aleph. So you see there, Adam applying to Umosa Olam. Mishum Behema. No, that's just to contrast it to the Behema that they also got with the spoils. That's why he calls them Adam. But really, they're not called Adam per se. Asher Yeshba Harbe Mishdemesre Ribo. Adam Ashalo Yada Ben Yimino Lismolo. Talking about Anshe Ninveh. Right, in the story of Yonah. Again, he uses the lesson of Adam. And there, you don't have a contrast of Behema. So our answer is Mishum Behema. No, there too. Because it also says there, Behema Rabba. Kol horig nefesh v'chol nogea b'chalal tischata'u. But it says, by Midyan, on the way back, when it says that they had to be mitire themselves from touching the corpses in their war against Midyan, doesn't that prove that they're mitami ba'ohel? Because after all, which other corpses were did they come in contact with? Answer, Dilma iktochan mi Yisrael. Maybe some of their own brethren had fallen. And therefore, that's why their own brethren, Yisrael, they were metame be'ohel. Darach Laner just points out one ha'ara. It must have been Bereshus Hayachid that they had a suffik or metame them. Because we know the rule is suffik tumah Bereshus Arabim sveiko tohar, Bereshus Hayachid sveiko tameh. So unless it was a vadai here, if you say it was suffik, so it had to be somewhere in Bereshus Hayachid on the battlefield. V'rabbanan, and what would the Rabbanan answer? Right, how would the Rabbanan answer this? Lo nifkan mimenu ish. No, there was no Jew. There was no Jew. The Rabbanan, which Rabbanan? We didn't mention Rabbanan yet. If Rishon Bayechai is the one that said that a non-Jew is not Matami Ba'ohel, there must be a sheet of the Rabbanan out there that says they are Matami Ba'ohel. So that's the Rabbanan. What do they say? How did they become? Why did they have to be Matar themselves after the war? No, it says that no Jew died. Lo nifka mimenu ish. So there was no Jew. So it only must have been Umos HaOlam that died, the Midyanim that died in battlefield. And if they had a Bekabibatar themselves, it must be the Umatami Ba'oel. Rev Shimon Ben Yochai, what would he do that with that pasuk? Lo nifka mimenu ish la'aveira. No, it means lay nifka mimenu. There was nobody there. There might have been people that were killed, but nobody sinned in this regard from taking from the spoils. Period. Stop there for a moment before we get to the last line. First, we'll go back and talk about the first line of this Gemara, and that is Adam. Right? The question dealt with by the Rishonim here is a stira. The Gemara here says, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, Atem kruyim Adam. They know the Kochavim kruyim Adam, and Tosfos says that in Avodah Zarah you don't find that. In Avodah Zarah in Sanhedrin, Tosfos ve'ein. Right? The Gemara darshins that in Akum ha'osek batorah, harehu kakohen gadol. Right, that Gemara is important for 2 points. Number one, because of what we're about to talk about, and number two, for the sugya of a non-Jew learning Torah. So, that we'll focus on the first for now. A non-Jew learns Torah, he gets a lot of schar, it's amazing, he's great! The Gemara there answers, he's been osing about Torah, about his shon sheva mitzvos, but what's the pasuk the Gemara uses to learn that? Shene'emar asher yasa osam ha'adam v'gomer v'chaibohem. Right? V'kohanim v'levim v'yisraelim lo ne'emar ela ha'adam. So it says Adam there, and that's including non-Jews. So you see, Adam does include non-Jews. So how could our Gemara say not so? So Bali Tosfos and the Rishonim have a couple of answers. Number one, Rashi Navodas in Sanhedrin. Tosfos quotes it here. It says, Machlokes Tanoim. Okay? Whether Adam or Ha-Adam, right? Machlokes Tanoim, what we hold. Answer number one. Good. That's not a significant answer. The significant answer next is Rabbeinu Tam. About 10 lines down from that answer, for Rabbeinu Tam Efareish, the Yeshchilik Bein Adam Leha Adam. There's a difference between Adam. Our Gemara says Adam. Adam only means Jews. Ha Adam, that can include non-Jews. To Obdek Achavim Bichlal Ha Adam Ninu. That's included in Ha Adam. Fine, that's a chilik. What exactly does that mean? Adam and Ha'adam, such a tiny little answer. So if you look at the Tosfos Arash, he adds in one more line here to this answer. He says, he gives a technical explanation. He says, Ha'adam is an exclusion. And therefore, Vahainu Taima, De Ha'adam Havi Miut Achar Miut. De Adam Havi Miut. V'heide ha'adam nami havi miyut. Adam is a specific word it would exclude. So just the word Adam excludes. It would limit. So therefore it would only be Jews. Ha'adam is another exclusion. So what do we know? Ein miyut achar miyut el l'rabos. Two no's make an inclusion. You have two. You exclude the exclusion, and therefore you have an inclusion. And that's why Ha'adam includes. Adam should exclude, and Ha'adam includes. Klomar, ha'miyuchad sheba Adam. Klomar, ha'yarech ha'miyumenes sheba yarech. Rekid anasha. Ein miyut achar miyut el l'rabos. Number one. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik explained this, Rabbeinu Tam, as suggesting, we believe every Jew has Selam Elokim, every Jew has a unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one Jew is over another Jew. And that's why Adam, Stam Adam, that means Jews. In certain other religions, it's only the unique, special, clergy, or clergy-type people that have and demand the unique relationship with God. The Ha'adams, the men. Right, those special ones. That hashkafa is by other nations as well. But we just say Adam. We pashuta yid. You know that is all included, and that is Adam. There is two very important makoros. These aren't as well known, but the one is the Maariv Chayis right here. The Maariv Chayis says you might read this Gemara and say, oh, it's biased. How can you say Adam doesn't mean non-Jews? Says the Maariv Chayis, if you ever have any sefer of religion, any sefer that applies to any religion, who is the sefer talking to? The sefer is talking to the people who follow that religion. Not talking to the world. People don't follow the religion. The sefer is talking. So when it's addressing you in that religion, you man, it's addressing that sefer. So obviously, it's only addressing the people who are following and looking into it for to be obligated by it. This shouldn't be looked down upon. Oh, or it's insulting. Chas v'shalom. Says the Maariv Chayis, it's the Torah. It's the Old Testament. And it's talking to who? The people who accept its validity and accept the commitment that we have based on it. So that's why we darshin atem kruyim adam. Says the Maariv Chayis, eina kavana kan lohotzi yeser ha'amim michlau adam. We're not saying they're not man. They're not a mensch. Chas v'shalom. Of course they are. We have halachas about that. Rach chazal bo lefarish ki b'chol eis asher nizka b'torah u'bekisvi hakodesh stam loshen adam lo kivnu rak el b'nei Yisrael kimo b'kol sifrei v'nimusei hadas, like all religious books, hamiyuchados l'uma achas, that is written for a certain nation. Kol makom sheniskar b'divreim stam ki ha'adam mechuyav muzhar. The man is obligated to do this. It's referring to the people who obligate themselves in that book. Kach v'kach ha'kavanah rak al osa b'nei adam. If the Hindus or some other whatever nation out there have a book that describes their laws, and the book says man must do this, which man is that talking about? It's talking about them. It's not talking about all man. So that's what it means. Asher mukhrachim lahazin b'kol ha'pekudos halalu kein b'toru m'neviim komakam shizkar ben adam stam ha'kavana li'Yisrael ki rak lahem etifu milsa zulas b'makam demefurish denimu gabla ulos u'pashut. That's a crucial Maariv Chayis right here in this Gemara. The other makar I saw in the I think it was in the Iyun Yaakov on this Gemara, but he quotes the Olos Ephraim. So you got to look at it inside. That's a quote where it is. But the Olos Ephraim is a 3-volume work by the Klei Yakar in his Kol Kisvei Klei Yakar. So you look in the index. You look up our Gemara, you find exactly where he says this. He says this on page Memvav in the first volume, actually, obviously, of mine. He says, what's the pshat of Atem Kruyim Adam? He says there are 4 words in Tanakh that are used for man. 4 words. What are they? Ish, Gever, Enosh, and Adam. Those 4 words mean man. Ish, Gever, Enosh, and Adam. 3 out of 4, you also find the plural in Tanakh. Ishim, Ish, Ishim, Gever, Gvarim, and Enosh, Anashim. Adam never appears in the plural. There's no plural Adam. No such word. What's the message? Lefisha dalet shemos yesh l'chal adam ve'eluhen ish gever enosh adam u'bishlashta matzinu l'famim b'lashen yachin u'famim b'lashen rabim. And he quotes all the psukim. L'chuno ha'gvarim es ishim po'al yaven zulas b'shem adam lo matzinu adamim l'ashen rabim v'im kein hu yore al ha'achtus ha'pashit. Adam means Jews because there's a certain type of unity and achtus that Jews have. V'husad amru, right, one Jew is in danger, the whole world starts saying Tehillim. Where do you have that? No other religion has that. because we're atem kriyam adam, and there's no plural by that word. It's all one. V'yal dmus kisi era isi dmus. What's on the kisi akavid? Dmus kemare adam. Lachain amru atem kriyam adam hamora ala achlus v'ashalom heyosa uma kula bechlala ki isha chad v'lo haumos. K'moshu matzinu. Feel free to forget this because I'm using this in Parshas here in 2 weeks. Like it says in Parshas Vayigash, what does Rashi quote? Rashi quotes that Esav is called Nafshos Beso. And what are we called? Am Yisrael called? Kol HaNefesh, Haba, Mitzrayma, right, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, Memvav Chafav, 70 souls. But it's all called Nefesh. Umitamzeh Nikru Goy Echad Ba'aretz, V'yishloim Kel Echad Torah Achaz U'Mikdash Echad, V'zeh Sh'amar Yisrael. And then he goes through, he says, that's why, he starts off, his question in his piece is, why were we Zoche? Because Loshinu Hashmam, they didn't change their name. And that's why they were Zoche, because we didn't change their name. It was Zoche to be Nikalmi Mitzrayim. What's so significant about keeping our name? It says, this is our name Adam. That's what we were in Mishana. We cried together. We were ready together. We had Achdus together. Likari b'shem Adam hamora ala Achdus. And he says, and that's also the Pshat, the depth of the Bris ben Abisarim. As we know, what does Bisarim mean? It means split in half, parts. So Avram and Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fire went through the different parts. What does it say? Vesat Tzipor lo Basar. Right? The Tzipor was not split. That symbolizes Am Yisrael. The Tzipor was not split because that cannot be split. Brisbane Abbasaram, you want to know what will keep Am Yisrael together? If they stay together. If they separate, then they'll be separated. Ukshi Ru'uyim Lihigoyel. Vizeh Haisa Tshuva Brua LaAvraham. Bama'eda Ki Roshena Achdus. Stay together. That's the answer. That's the, if you want to look it up, it's Olas Ephraim in Jerushim Lachaga Pesach, Maimar Chaf Beis. Dayenu, to come to the daf of that book, Kleyoker today. Okay. Here we go. Let's continue. Says, that's all relating Adam and Ha'adam. So now we need to get to the last line, though, of our Gemara as well. So we're trying to figure out exactly, Midyan, they were Tamei, so what they have to be Matar themselves for. So we ended up saying, it might have been a Jew that died. But then we have another answer. Ravina Amar, no, there's no Kasha for Midyan. 3 lines before the Mishnah. Nehi de me'atinu kra, mi'atmuye ba'ohel, dichsiv adam kiyamas ba'ohel, mi'mago masa, mi'atinu kra. Ravina says, Reb Shimon bar Yochai only said an akum is not metame ba'ohel, but mage and masa, touching a dead body, a non-Jewish dead body, carrying a non-Jewish dead body, that he never said was excluded. So therefore, when they came back from Midyan, they were Tamei, because they might have touched the dead body of the non-Jew, and therefore of a Midianite, and therefore, and Rashi points out, it doesn't say the word Adam by Tumas Maga and Masa. It only says Adam by Tumas Oel, Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel. Rashi, V'gabi Maga Ashkucha Nogea Be'etzam O Bechalo. Deloksiv Adam, Hilkach HaVagad, Delo Mikri Adam Mitamu B'maga U B'masa. Good. The Rambam, for some reason, right, it's not 100% clear why, the Rambam here quotes this halacha, but quotes a different limud. He quotes it, we know it from the Sora. Why the Rambam does that, that's got to figure that out. The Rambam quotes, Rambam, we'll get to this more in a minute, the Rambam paskins like Rav Shmuel Yochai. This is a major machlokas we've shown him, but he paskins like Rav Shmuel Yochai, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Ein Hagoy Metame Ba'ohel. Why? We have a pasuk, Adem Kriyam Adam. Some reason he doesn't quote that. He says, "V'davar zek kabbalahu." It's a Kabbalah that did not metami ba'ohel. V'ari omer b'mlecheves midyon kon nogea bechalal v'lo hiskersham ohel. Right? It only says nogea bechalal. It doesn't say ohel. So just to point that out, that the Rambam says that it is we paskin like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we get into the halachalized psak, there's one source I forgot to mention. This is also a take home. On that pasuk in Yecheskel, Adam Atem. There's an amazing radak. Says the Radak, right there. Says the Radak. We'll make this Radak well known. We'll try. Right, what does Hashem say? My sheep, Tzon Marisi, you are Adam. Isn't it fascinating, that contrast? Hashem saying, my shepselas, Adam Atem. He's calling them animals, But at the same time, he's saying Adam Adam, and that's Dafka the Makar that we are called Adam. Says the Radak, Kishatiyu Tzon Marisi, when you are my sheep, She'ere Eschem Deya Ubina Vahaskel, that I shepherd and I see you using your intellect, Deya Ubina Vahaskel, Az Tikru Adam Lo Tzonu Behema. When you act like Adam, then you're not going to, when you act like my Tzon, then you're going to be Adam, and you're not going to be Tzon. Ki Beshe When a person is seduced by the seductions of the world, hinehu behema lo Adam, then he becomes a behema. Ki begashmius yishtatef ha'adam im ha-behemahu. In our physical realm, that's where we share our animalistic side. Hu v'chamoro ochlin be'ibus echad. We and our donkeys eat from the same trough. Aval kisheyagi enu atov asher yaadenu akel yisbarach umala haaretz deyas Hashem v'sharin yonim ha-tovim v'hayyudim lehov es Hashem ulavdo b'chalev avshalem v'nisazik b'muskalos. When we're involved in ruchnias and intellectual pursuits, oz nikre adam she nikar banu chelak ha-enushi v'niya nivdalim in abahema umin b'nei adam hadomin la. That's the Radak right here in Yecheskel Perek Lamid Dalit, the last pasuk in the 34th parak of Yechezkel, right? Dafka, the contrast. When we are Hashem's sheep, then we lose our status of being animals and we become Adam. But if not, then we stay in that state. Okay, back to the halachas. So what do we paskin? Tosfos says right here. Tosfos in the second Tosfos Mimaga, we don't paskin like Hashem Vayachai. Tosfos holds that Akum is Matami Ba'ohel. Tosfos say that based on a Mishnah in Ahalos, you have to give shot of what that Mishnah in Ahalos is, but Tosfos says that we pass in the Getzer Shem Ayachai that Akum is even Metame Ba'ohel. Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rambam, as we said, the Meiri, follower of Shem Ayachai, meaning the split. They say that Akum is Metame Ba'ohel, is not Metame Ba'ohel, but is Metame B'maga and Masa. There is one other Shita out there, and that is the Uraim. The Uraim, Rav Ozer Mimetz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, the Uraim holds that a non-Jew in Shinchav Dalid, that even Mutter B'maga, right, the most Mekel Shita. Most Mekel Shita. Who do we paskin like? So, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Beis. Shin Ayin Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. Shin Ayin Beis is one sif. One sif in Shulchan Aruch, halacha lamaisa, right? Where does this come up? Comes up, non-Jewish cemeteries, right? To walk next to a non-Jewish cemetery with an overhanging tree, right? This comes up, doctors in medical school, right? That Kohanim doctors in medical school, right? They forget, number one, stepping into the building where they do anatomy lab. Number two, doing anatomy lab, right? So this is the major problem for doctors in medical school, the major problem. But this is it, says the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting lashon that he has. Kivrei ovdei kochavim, nachon lizaher hakohen milelech aleihem. Quotes Tosfos. Now, I'm sorry, quotes Tosfos or others also. He quotes in parentheses Tosfos. But that why Tosfos says, we don't paskin like Rishon Bayachai, and therefore, you have to be machriv by Tumas Ohel. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really want to say Aser, because the Rambam and Rov Rishonim say they're not Metame Ba'ol. So he just says, Nachon li Zahir. It's Nachon for a Kohen to be Zahir from Tumas Ohel right, it happened. Someone also pointed out one time to me, they said their dentist has a skull in their dentist's office. And that's the Lechadchila right here, even if it's a non-Jewish skull. Right, and non-Jewish, Nachon Lizoyer of the Shulchan Aruch, to even be machmer for Tumas Ohel, like Tosfos says, Ramah, Afal Pishiyesh Mekilim, even though there are Mekilim, who does he have in parentheses? Who are the Mekilim? He has Rambam, Kama, Uraim. So that's a little misleading, because they're not exactly the same Shita. They're not. The Rambams, they're both Mekel regarding Tumas Ohel. The Uraim is one step further, that he's even Mekel by Tumas Maga. But that's what the Rama, the parentheses here in the Rama says. V'avol b'shiyis makilin v'nochon lahachmir. Nochon lahachmir avol kever shalmum lahakum v'tamik shal Yisrael. Obviously, a heretical Jew has tumas, regular tumas Yisrael. So that is what we paskin. There is big sugi here on the page. We're going to look it up. The Dog of Merivava, the Noda B'Yehuda, first gave a heter and then changed his mind. He says, what bisman has, you put a couple of shitas together that we don't paskin like. And then he changed his mind, and then he said, I can't do that. He says, bisman has, there's a ravid that says that you're allowed to walk onto Harabayas today. Not really, he just says you don't get kares, that's why he changed his mind, but it could be misinterpreted maybe. I shouldn't say that because some do interpret it that way, but Rove assumed that the Ravid doesn't really mean that we're allowed to walk on the Harabayas today, even Mamish on the Makam HaMikdash. Forget Harabayas on the edges. Makam HaMikdash. Why? Because we're all tummy anyway. We're all tummy anyway, so what's the Isser? And there's no Isser today. So, but A, using that, so Kohen and we're all tummy anyway, and he goes through a couple of coolers that we don't paskin like, a couple of shoes that we don't paskin like, and then he says, based on that, maybe today it would be okay, and one would be able to be a mega. I'm just fine. The Pitzchei Tshuva here quotes the Dagomer Vava and those who argue on his coola. If a Kohen's sleeping in a house, you have to get him out. Where is the? Let me just see. Chasam. So. Okay, I'm not going to go through it right now. It's right here. Dagom Rebava. Uladas harayvin. I'll just read it quickly. Uladas harayvin. Hilchas Naziris. Tehecha shekfar tamei shuv enu muzer alatoma imkein koanim bisman hazeh enu muzer alatoma. V'yaftalo kaim alanka harayvin. Even though we're in a pasuk like the harayvin, but remember, there's also the yireim. Right? He quotes all these shittos. He says svek sveka. He says nacha lachen yirlan is daiti. The misha rotsa lismoch bazeh lahakel leinian tomas ohel ein mochin biyado. And then he quotes, and at the end he says, I changed my mind. Can't really be so mako. The other achronim jumped on him even before he changed his mind. But he changed his mind again. Some, and then there are some that say, oh, maybe, interesting discussion, what about the day of, not like the Ravid, what about the day of that a Kohen is mitami himself? Let's say a Kohen's father died, right? So he goes to the cemetery to bury his father. Once he's there, he's like, I've never been to Ramosha Feinstein's kever. I'm just going to run up. Like, does he have to get out right away? He's ready tummy! Ready tummy today! So again, discussion of the postgame, we generally assume he's gotta get out. But that is that's the big machlokas Rishonim right here. Who do we paskin like? Tosfos, Rov Rishonim in the middle, and the Yireim on the other side, and the Shulchan Aruch's Nachon Lizaher, even like Tosfos. Again, this is a jam-packed daf. We have to do what we can. Amud Beis is no less jam-packed. Let's see. Says the Mishnah. Ibi says Almanav and Ismanali is going, God, though back to Yavamis. We got a little sidetracked. But we're back to Yavamis. Back to the sugis of Yavamis about who a coin God is allowed to marry. Ibi says Ha Almana. Then Ismanali is going, God, Yich knows. We've had this before. If a Kohen Gadol has Eris into an Almana, wonderful Mazel Tov, that's Mutter, a Kohen. And then he gets appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. He's allowed to continue the process. He's allowed to marry. Yichnos, he could do Nisuin. Umaisa, Reb Shul Ben Gamla, Shekidish is Marsa Bas Maisu Baisus. It happened. Yeshua Ben Gamla was Mekadish Marsa Bas Baisus. Uminu HaMelech, Leos Kohen Gadol. And the king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol. Vakansa! And he finished the job. He did Nisuin. Good. Shomeris Yavam Shenafel Lefnei Kohen Hedyo V'nisman Elios Kohen Gadol. But what about this case? Similar case. A Shomeris Yavam falls to a Kohen. Right? That's the Yav. He's about to do Yibam. And then he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Aval Pisha Asava Maimar Harei Zeh Lo Yichnos. You can't finish the job. The Hiknu Lo Min HaShamayim is not like Erison in this regard. Remember, there are 10 sugyas we've had already. Comparing Zika to Erison. When do you compare them? When is it weaker? When is it equal? So this goes on the list, right? A state of Shomeris Yibum does not allow you to then do Nisuin if he becomes the Kohen Gadol in the middle, unlike Erison. Erison allows you. Tana Rabbana Minayin Shem Erases HaAlmana. Vinis Manalias Kohen Gadol Sheichnos. How do you know that Halacha? Tamalomar Yikach Isha. Right, it's a special limud of Isha. Ihachi Shomeris Yavam Nami. Why isn't that included? Isha Velo Yavama. So we exclude it. Again, but the fact that the Gemara even asked the question is significant. You should say this process also started. Kamash b'la not. Ma'aseh Yeshua v'chulu. So the story in the Mishnah is that he was appointed by the king. The Gemara darshins, minuhu in nisman elo. He was appointed, but he wasn't nisman. What is nisman? It wasn't done with the authority of the Kohanim and the Sanhedrin. Right, we're medayeg that this was the king himself usurped the power, and he appointed Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. Amar of Yosef, Ketir Kachazina Hacha. There's a conspiracy here. There's an argument here. What does that mean? The Omer of Asi, Tarkaba the Dinri, Ailili Marsa, Bas Paisas, Liane Malka, gold, a bribe, Marsa gave to Yanai, Ademuki Lili Yeshua ben Gamla, Bakani Ravavri, to make Yeshua ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. As we know, during Bayesheni, there were many crooked Kohanim Gedolim, as is discussed in the first parak in Yuma, and this is one of those examples, and the Gemara has just medayik that from the Mishnah, that here it says, minu hu, and it doesn't say nismana. The Rishonim here discuss that if you look elsewhere, Reb Yeshua ben Gamla, there's another Gemara, right, Tosfos Arash, and the Gilin HaShas here quotes Tosfos in Baba Basra, right, says the same thing as Tosfos Arash here, that it doesn't seem like he was such a, it seems like he was a good guy. Yeshua ben Gamla, he set up an educational system for the Jews. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. So what do you mean here? That he was pushed in by a bribe. So the Tosfos Arash here says, he was good, but there were people who were greater than him. That should have been the Kohen Gadol. Nothing against him, but there were people greater than him. That's number one. Comments about Yeshua ben Gamla. And the other comment about, this Gemara is Tosfos. Tosfos says here, the Tosfos really expands upon it. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ayla, this is not the famous Yanai. Yanai Malka was the one that took the bribe. No, but we know Yanai from the time of the Chashmonaim, right, who is found in other stories, says Tosfos right here, in just in short, it's not the same Yanai. And the Tosfos read says, it does, the years don't work out. The Hayanai Melech mi beis Chashmonai havi, the Hayamel of the Kohen Gadol, the Rina Bekidushin, the Heich Miner, Bishua Ben Gamla Kohen, the Hamarsa Basbaisus, Haisa Bechoven Abayas, 200 years later. Right, it was the story of Hanukkah happened in the middle of the Vayisheni. Right, so how did so it must be this different Yanai, different story. Okay, Mishnah. Kohen Gadol shemeis achiv, a Kohen Gadol's brother dies, choleitz v'lo miyabim. He does not do yibum because he's not allowed to marry an amana. So he does chalitza, not yibum. You don't say, as we'll see in the Gemara. Asidachalosa say, what's the chiddush of saying you do chalitza? So you don't do yibum. What's the chiddush? The Tosfos says you might have thought it's a bizayin to spit in front of the Kohen Gadol, right? She's spitting here. So Tosfos says that's the chiddush that the chalitza process still takes place. Kapasik v'tani lo shomen eres and lo shomen anisuin. So it says here that a Kohen Gadol cannot do yibum even to an almana min anisuin. So bishlam min anisuin even min eresin. I'm sorry. Bishlam min anisuin asei v'losa asei hu ben asei doch alosa asei v'asei. Fine, if she was had anisuin already, I understand. Because the asay of Yibum is not doche, the los asay of, and the asay, because he has to marry a besula. So, ela mina erisin, yavo asay vidches los asay, as we discuss this back on Daf Chaf already, answers the Gemara, gzeira, bir rishona atu biyashnia. No, there's a difference. There's a difference, bir rishona atu biyashnia, and therefore the Kohen Gadol cannot marry the Almana even min ha-erison. Says the Ritva here, what about a regular case of Yibam with his Ashes Ach? Why is that different than this little Asidokalos Asay? Says the Ritva in a word, Hutru Dechuya. Hutru Dechuya. And this Ritva right here says it again. The Adraman Sanhedrin Daphne Gimel says it. We had a number of Shitas that have already said it. The Ritva might have said it himself earlier. Right here, the Ritva says, De Isser Ervas Ashes Ach Sharia Rachmana Lagamre. Venasis Kishto Lachodavar. Dahu Lav Dechiahi. Kivan De La Ola Mosagi Belavachi. Aval Shari Surim. Amrina Loshaya Rachmana Elabia Rishona. Kivan Dai De Dechias Lavhi. The Efshav Makamachi Beloshim Dechiah. So, this is one of those sugis, you don't even need the achronim to say it. The rishonim say it. He says, beferish. The by eshazach, the isser doesn't exist, and that's why, even after be a rishonim, they can stay married. But here, the isser does exist. So even if you want to say that be a rishonim would be allowed, that would be it. Okay, we have finished Kohen Gadol, now we move over to Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot lo yisa is a Kohen Hedyot, or as we'll see in the Gemara for that matter, a Jew, not just a Kohen. Is not allowed to marry a woman who cannot have children. Ela imkein yeshlo isha ubanim. Unless he has isha ubanim. What do you mean, isha? Ela imkein yeshlo banim. So you see on the side, they add in, oh, isha lifros velirbos ima. Midaraisa, if you have another wife who you could have children with. Or banim, or children. Right, so one of those two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, avapish yeshlo isha ubanim, lo yisa islandis. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess, a woman who does not have simanim of godless, even if he has children, shehizona amura batorah, because an island has the status of a zona that is said in the Torah. As we've said, a number of women might have the status of islandess. A status of zona. Island is giyores and others. V'chachamim omrim no. Ein zona ela giyores u'mashuchreres v'shenivala b'ilas nus. No, zona is only a giyores mashuchreres or nivala le pasula. And this is where that Tosfos is that we referred to before of giyores is a separate category. Not dafka nivelas. Right, a separate category. The Ravid says, and Rashi said it on Amid Beis previously, Cheskas Nivelas, but Tosfos and the Rambam, for that matter, also say it's a status, Slav Dafka Nivelas. Gemara. Amar Leibesh Galusa Rav Huna, my time, why do we say a Kohen Ched Yoke married islandess? Mishum Piri Verivya, a Piri Verivya, Kohanim Ud Mifkadi, Yisrael Lo Mifkadi. What? Only Kohanim have the mitzvah, but not Yisrael. So why does it say a Kohen can't marry an islandess? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amar Leibesh, because the second line of the Mishnah only has to do with Kohanim. We should take a boy, the misty safer of Yehuda Omer, Abba Bishishlo Isha, Vishlo Banim. Lo yisa island is shizona amur batora. Da azona koanimu de mifkadi vi Yisrael lo mifkadi. On a zona only koanim are mitzuveh and not Yisrael. Mishamachik tani koin. So you're right. The first line applies to Yisrael also. A Yisrael is not allowed to marry a woman who cannot bear children. Because as we will see in the coming days, men are obligated in the mitzvah of puravu and not women. We'll talk about what the makar is and the hashkafa behind that. Be'ezus Hashem. But the second line of the Mishnah about Zona only applies to Yisrael. So once Rav Yehuda is saying that, that's why the Tanakhama also uses the Lashon of Yisrael. Omar Rav Huna, my time, Rav Yehuda. Why does Rav Yehuda say that an islandess automatically has the status of a Zona? Why does he say that? Because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Achlu v'lo yisba'u, they will eat and they will not be satiated. Hisnu, they will be promiscuous, v'lo yifrotzu, and they won't spread out. Right? Last week's parsha, ufaratzta, yamav akim of a safon of an egma. So you see, if there's a lo yifrotzu, if there's no ability to spread out, that's defined in the pasuk as hisnu. So Rabbi Yehuda darshins kol bia she'ein ba pritza, ein ba as the bach adds in she'ein ba pritza. Eina ella be'ilasnus. We darshan it from that pasuk, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden here says if that's what the psukim. He quotes the pasuk of Ufaratzta, and he quotes other psukim relating to this lashon, referring to pru urevu. He quotes by Yifrotz Larov, right, which we also have here in Ebrachus. Tosfos says it does not mean that a kohen can't marry a katana. A kana katana also is not ready yet, right? As we had earlier, remember the sugyas of Mishamshas B'moch? It's come up twice already in this Pesachta. A Ketana, don't worry about, because she doesn't become pregnant anyway. So, isn't that a B'yaznus? Tosfos says, on top, no, Ketana Asya L'chlal Pirtza L'kishet Tiskadel. Right? It doesn't exclude someone who is going to become in the Parsha. Period. That's the Makar for Yehuda. But a Ketana, you don't know. That's what Gemara is going to talk about right now. Right? By a Ketana, you don't know. But let's assume like the Rove, who are not Ilonios, and that's Mutter. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kohen, Lo Yisak Satz Ketana. Rabbi Eliezer says otherwise. Rabbi Eliezer says, a Kohen cannot marry a Ketana. Why? Amrele Rav Chisda L'Rabba, Puk Ayin Ba. Rav Chisda told Rabba, go research this Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. De Lo Urta Boila Rav Huna Mina. Because tomorrow Rav Huna is going to give shir on this, and you're going to get called on first. Right? So, you go figure out what you think the Svara is for Rabbi Eliezer. Why he says that a Kohen can't marry a Ketana. So he stayed up all night. Nafak Ayin Ba. He went out and he researched it. And he said, I came up with the Svara. Rabbi Eliezer, Savalak Rabbi Meir, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. He passes like two earlier Tanoim, and that's where he gets to his Shita. What do these two Tanoim hold? Number one, Savalak Rabbi Meir, Dechayesh Lemiuta. Rabbi Meir all over Shas is the one that is Choshesh for the Miut, right, for the minority. And here too, as you just pointed out, Miut, women are Ilonios, and therefore maybe this Ketan is going to turn into an Ilonis. So number one, he passes like Rabbi Meir, and v'savah like Rabbi Yehuda, that an islandess is a problem. Da'amar islandess, zona havye. So put those two shittas together, that islandess is off limits to a kohen, and maybe this kohen is going to turn into an islandess. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says that a kohen can't marry a ketana. So now the Gemara is about to reject both of those. one after another. Number one, Ukrebi Meir Misavrla. Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold like Rabbi Meir Shita? V'yatanya. But the Brisa says no. T'katan v'ktana lo chosav lo miyabin divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says an akatan and a kana cannot do chalitza or yibum. Chalitza they can't do because they're lav b'nei das. But even yibum they can't do, even though they can perform a ma'isa bia, but we don't allow them to do it because maybe they're going to turn out to be a saris or an islandess, and therefore there's an isra of eshasach. There's no mitzvah of hakama shem here because it's impossible. So Meir says we can't allow them to do yibum. Amrlo le Rabbi Meir, yafe amarta she'in cholzin. So they say to Rabbi Meir, fine, we'll agree that you can't do chalitza ish kasev b'parsha u'makshin an isha la'ish, and they're lav b'nei das. And chalitza requires das. Elamai taima ein miyamin. Why can't they do yibum? Amar Leir Rabbi Meir answers. Katan shem yimatze sris. Katan shem timatze islandis. V'nimsu pogin v'erva. Right, that would be the isra of eshesach. V'tanya. And the brisa says. Katanem is yabem. Esvenu chalat says divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer allows yibum because why? He's not chosheish lamiyat. So that's kasha number one. On you, who went home to figure it out? Rav Chizda asked Rabba. So Rabba suggested that this is what he holds like, so this is number one knocked out. He, Rabbi Eliezer, does not hold like Rabbi Meir in terms of Choshishin Lamiyot. Number one. Number two, he's not going to be able to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. There is one important line in Rashi, if you want to just look at it, Rashi Dibur Maslavino Choletzes. So what happens when a Katan or a Ktana do Yibum? Rashi's lashon is misyabemes vitigdal etzlo vitiskaye mitzvahs yibum. Sounds like from Rashi that the mitzvah of yibum really is only going to be nigmar after godless, even though there's a maisa bia formally beforehand, even in the state of katnus roi labia, right, a boy once he's 9 years old. But it sounds like from this Rashi that the mitzvah of yibum will only be fulfilled later. Okay, it's just an important line. It's back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how could you say he's based on these two shitas? Ukreb Yehuda misavrla. And does he hold like Reb Yehuda that an islandess is off limits? V'atanya. The Brisa has a machlokes. What is a halachic zona? Zona. Zona kishma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, a zona is kishma. Zona means to stray. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer means only a zona from an Ashes Ish, someone who strayed from her husband. That is a zona. Kishma, Dev Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva Omer, a little more expanded. Zona zu mufkeres. Mufkeres means it doesn't have to be a married woman. It could be an unmarried woman, but a woman who is open to everybody. Is mafkira herself to everybody, not just one person. That's also a zona. Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh Omer, Afilu halach b'ayla lashkosa. Ubaal rabat derech asa a zona. Any maisa be a biser. Even if the husband's on his way to Yerushalayim to take his wife to drink from the Meisota, and for some reason, you know, they start making up, and he's boiler. There's an isser to be boiler. That's an isser of sota. He's allowed to be boiler, and if he is, asa a zona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zona zu islandis. So there's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Islandess. V'chachamim omrim, like they said in the Mishnah, ein zona el giyoris m'shachreris v'shin nevala l'bilas nus. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Habane habala pnuya, shelo l'shem ishus, asa zona, all these different shitas. Maybe this is Rabbi Lazar shita, because earlier in the Brisa we already had Rabbi Eliezer. We changed it on the side. But question mark, what do you see? That Rabbi Eliezer does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Different definition. He does not agree that an islandess is a zona. So we're back to the question. What is the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Ketana. Why? So pshat number one was, oh, maybe he paskins like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So that didn't work. So, number two. Ela Amar of Adar Bar Ma'ava Hacha B'Kohen Gadol Askinan. We're not talking about a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer's statement was about a Kohen Gadol. La'emas Kanila. What's the problem with marrying a Ketana? When is he fully Koneher? When does the marriage kick in? By the Ketana, fully. Meaning, a katana could be married on a daraisa level if her father accepts kiddushin on her behalf. But, says the, and what are we talking about here? We're talking about, Rashi says, we're talking about, well, let's just do the answer, l'chi gadla. When is the kinyan full? Only when she becomes a gadola. Be'ula, yeah, that stage she is a be'ula. Look at Rashi, l'chi gadla. De kiddushin katana lav klumi, v'havi le ka'anusas asmo, mefutas asmo. We must not be talking about a case where the father accepted kedushin on her behalf, because that That's not, that's klum. That's a din in the Torah. That's not kedusha ketana lav klumu. So in this case, when is he kone? Only when she becomes a gdola. So a kohen gadol, let's say miyun. For kedusha miyun. A kohen gadol shouldn't do a kedusha miyun because by the time it becomes, a state of godless, so then that would be be'ula. Amar Rava, machali leiv. Rava says, how can you say that? This is like an exclamation. I already kind of foreshadowed. But he's going to say, it's not so pashit. If it was really Kiddushay Kasef, right, I was just foreshadowing from Rashi, if it's Kiddushay Kasef, then it works right away. And if she was Mekadeshes herself, then of course it's going to be a problem. And only Rebbe Eliezer says that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Ketana with Kiddushay Miyun, even the Rabbanon would agree to that. Because on a Daraisa level, she's going to be a Be'ula by the time the marriage kicks in. So again, we're back to the question. What is the svara for Rabbi Eliezer? So, try number three. Ela amar rava la'olam b'koin hedyot. Koin hedyot. V'chayshina shema tispate olav. No, the issue is we're worried that a ketana is very impressionable, and maybe she'll be able to be seduced by a different man. Ihachi Yisrael nami. So, nobody should marry a ketana. Answer, pituye ketana onesu. Second time we've had that. No, pitu ketana is an ones, v'ones biso mishra shari. So it's, the stakes aren't as high. By a Kohen, she's going to become Ne'eseres. Mashenkin by a Yisrael. And remember, the sheet of the Rambam says even Pitukhtan Onisu will be Ne'eseres al-Baila against others. Rav Papa Amar, fourth try. Rav Papa Amar, but Kohen Gadol, no Doma Kohen Gadol, a special limud. It's a Dinda Raisa. Vahai Tanu, Detanya Besula, Yachol Ketana, Tabal Amar, Isha. Special Dinda Raisa, Xeris HaKasif, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Ketana. Isha Yochel Bogeres. If it says Isha, you might think it has to be a Bogeres. Tavolomer Pesula. Hakeitzad Yatsa. Mechal Nakatnos. Vlachal Bagres Lobasa. Special limba that has to be a Na'ara. A Na'ara. Not a Ketana and not a Bogeres. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Last answer. Hai Tanahu. Detanya Bisula. Ein Pesula El Na'ara. Different psukim, same halacha. Right. Pesula means Na'ara. How do you know that? Vahachin Hu Omer. Veha Na'ara. Talking about Rivka. Tovas Mare Ma'od Bisula. So you see the word besula written there by Nara. Just finish up. Rav Lazar, Omer, Pone, Abel, Apnuya, Shlol, Jemisha, Zaza, Zona, Omer, Amram, Ein, Halacha, Krebi, Elazar. Just last point to mention, and that is, the Gemara here says that Rivka was a Na'ara, 12 years old. That's against Rashi. Rashi ala Torah quotes Chazal that she was 3 years old. Right, and that's why Yisko waited a couple of years. So, the Tosfos here says in the last line of Tosfos, that medrashos chalukim ze al ze. You have to say it's a machlokas in the medrashim, right? There's some say she was three, some say she was less. The Ramban here says halacha beats agada. It's a great line, and therefore we don't have to assume that she was 3 years old. We're going to go by the halacha. The halacha we learned out in Nara, she was 12 years old, and whenever you have halacha versus agada, the halacha wins. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's show me we continue with the Puruvur Gemara is coming up.